Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Wednesday, May the 13th, coming up. As calls for the Prime Minister to quit continue, we hear from two Kent MPs with very opposing views.
He has lost the trust of the British public. And unfortunately, I don't think that the position that we have with Keir as our leader is recoverable.
It's important that Keir Starmer remains firm, and I'm really pleased to see that he is. And the reason for that is because we've got to serve the country. We've got to put country first.
Sports centre users in Medway have told us that they're not happy about planned changes.
I'm incredibly worried. I mean, it's going to make a fundamental difference to my life and to a lot of people I know.
And we find out how hundreds of people are being helped with their mental health in Kent.
About 30% say that their mental health has impacted their ability to stay in work or to find a job. And 60% of people, which is a lot, you know, are saying that mental health is affecting their tenancy in some way.
Kent Online News.
But first, on today's podcast, a major incident has been declared at a block of flats in Maidstone following a flood which caused an electrical fault. Now, Miller Heights on Lower Stone Street has been issued with what's known as a prohibition notice after a burst pipe in the basement wiped out the power supply. Around 200 people have been forced to leave their homes and are now being supported by the local authority. Stuart Jeffrey is the leader of Maidstone Borough Council.
Maidstone Borough Council has been focused on providing humanitarian support for the people in the large block of flats in Maidstone Town Centre that has been affected by the end of its water and electricity, meaning there's no sprinklers, there's no fire, fire alarms. And of course, that makes the whole building very, very dangerous. The building has had to be evacuated. Monday night and last night we opened a rest centre at our leisure centre, and we're providing support for those people who have had to rapidly leave their flats. My heart goes out to them. We have been talking with national government, fire brigade, about the situation, and certainly people are going to have to be out of that building for quite some time while it is repaired. My heart goes out to them. People were rightly upset. I was at the leisure centre for a number of hours yesterday and people were very, very unhappy about the situation. Clearly, the management company has failed these families, and they really must get their act together, make sure that the electricity and water are returned and that these people have a safe place to live. Frankly, I think it's disgusting that the situation has been allowed to escalate to this level and to affect the lives of so many people dramatically.
This is a really awful time for residents. They've been asked to pack a bag of essentials, basically, and at this stage we don't know yet when they're going to be allowed back in. These people live at Miller Heights.
We've been told at that point that we were allowed to stay, but they weren't really sure. We didn't have any electricity, no power, anything like that. So with no real other choice, I slept here last night, and this morning I came down to sort of get an idea of what's been going on, and I've been informed that there's been a meeting of some sort around potential condemning of the building.
And there are people that cannot afford the hotel. Only for us to wake up this morning and they're saying, oh, it's going to get worse, that it's like we're going to leave the whole building for us to, you know, suck ourselves out. But it's not right, it's not fair. We have the right to say, oh, this is wrong.
Now, Daniel Noonan is Kent Fire and Rescue Service's Head of Building Safety. He sent us this statement.
Following an incident at Miller Heights in Lower Stone Street, Maidstone, our building safety inspectors visited the premises and found a number of fire safety concerns. As a result, a prohibition notice was issued on Tuesday, which prevents anyone from living or sleeping at the premises or entering the premises for anything other than remedial works. The safety of the public is paramount, and we will continue to work with the responsible persons for the building during this legislative process to ensure any issues are resolved.
You'll be able to get updates on this story by heading to the homepage of Kent Online or indeed listening to our sister radio station, KMFM.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories for you today, and there's serious division within the Labour Party as the Prime Minister continues to face pressure to resign. Yesterday, Sir Keir Starmer told his top team he won't be quitting, despite taking responsibility for poor results at last week's local elections in England. Around 80 MPs have called for the PM to go, but 100 or so have signed a letter supporting him. Well, let's hear now from two Kent MPs who are on either side. Gillingham and Raynham's Noshaba Khan has quit her government role and called for a new party leader.
This has been an incredibly difficult decision for me. I actually believe that the Prime Minister is a genuinely decent man. And I think that I've got a lot of respect for both what he did to our party in the lead up to that general election, but also in terms of leading us through that election win. And I also recognise the challenging circumstances that we face as a government and what that means, and how that means when you're trying to lead through a very difficult situation. And I also have to say that I'm really impressed by what he's done on the world stage when it's come to some of the challenges we face abroad. However, I think, rightly or wrongly, and we can talk about why it's happened. I'm certainly the media a part to play in this. But he has lost the trust of the British public. And unfortunately, I don't think that the position that we have with Keir as our leader is recoverable. And I know that I want to go into the next election recognising and knowing the challenge we face, which, what I do not want to be doing is handing the keys over to a reform prime minister. Because what I do know is that reform, despite what they say, despite what they pretend to be, they don't care about our communities and they don't care about communities like mine in Gillingham and Raynham. And it is because of that reflection and everything that I've considered that I took what was a really difficult decision for me. But I believe it's the right one. I've got a 4,000 majority in Gillingham. Who knows if I'll be able to be an MP at the next election or not? The chances are probably not. So for me, this is about being really honest. And I got into politics to deliver that change that our communities need and want. And I do that with my Labour values at my heart, because that's what I believe is right. And that's why I took that decision.
Noshaba's county colleague, Mike Tapp, who represents Dover and Deal, has a very different opinion.
Let's be really clear about this. There is no leadership contest. There may well be around 80 names, but for a leadership contest to be triggered, it has to be all behind one candidate. That's not happening. It's important that Keir Starmer remains firm, and I'm really pleased to see that he is. And the reason for that is because we've got to serve the country. We've got to put country first. And the only way you do that in government is through stability. He understands the threats we're seeing both internationally and domestically, from Iran to Ukraine to the cost of living and, of course, securing the borders. To deliver on that and to make sure that the policies are formed correctly and delivered to the British people, we need stability to do that. So that's my message today. That's why I'm behind the Prime Minister, Keir Starmer. We're 2 years in. There's 3 years to go. There's a lot of work to do in the Home Office for me and across all departments. So let's get on with it.
That gives you some idea as to how divided the party is right now. You can let us know what you think by leaving a comment at kentonline.co.uk. All of this comes as the King's Speech takes place today. His Majesty will set out the government's plans for the year ahead at the state opening of Parliament. Policies on immigration and green energy will form part of the legislative agenda. Some crime news now, and a Rochester man who attacked his pregnant girlfriend has been described in court as a vicious bully. James Sharp threw a bedside table at the victim and scratched her face. He was also so disruptive during sentencing he had to be sent down to the cells. The 40-year-old from St Bartholomew's Lane was jailed for 21 months. A Deal man who shared child abuse images has been sent to prison. Joshua Mumbi initially tried to claim the pictures had been manipulated. The 29-year-old, who used to live on Freeman's Way, has been sentenced to 6.5 years behind bars. He'll be on licence for more than 3 when he's released. And a man in his 30s has been questioned by police investigating reports of an indecent exposure in Gravesend. Officers have been called to Windmill Street last Monday evening and want anyone with information to come forward.
Kent Online reports.
A man's been charged following a crash in Swanley that's left a teenager in a serious condition in hospital. Emergency crews were called to a collision involving a car and motorbike in St Mary's Road last Thursday night. A 39-year-old from the town is accused of causing serious injury by dangerous driving, while two boys are on bail. It's been linked to an earlier disturbance in Cherry Avenue. A woman's in a serious condition in hospital after a car hit a tree on a road near Folkestone. Emergency crews, including the air ambulance, were called to Stone Street in Liminge just after midday yesterday. The woman, who's in her 70s, is being treated in a London hospital. A highly critical report on South East Water following major outages in Kent over the winter is due to be discussed by leading councillors later. The 25-page document includes feedback from schools, businesses and the farming sector and suggests 8 recommendations. It'll be analysed by Kent County Council's Scrutiny Committee just days after Chief Exec David Hinton announced he's standing down. This is one of our most read stories on the website today. A disabled mum from Herne Bay says she's having to live in a tent because it's too painful to climb the stairs to reach her council flat. Crystal Smith has pitched up in the communal garden of an apartment block. The 29-year-old has a back condition but can still drive and works as a teaching assistant. Council bosses say they'll reassess her application for a ground floor property. Crews have been called to tackle a large grass fire on the Isle of Sheppey. It broke out in Alsager Road in Queenborough just before 7 last night. 3 fire engines and an all-terrain vehicle were used to put out the flames. No one was hurt and it's not clear yet how it started. Kent's biggest car scrapyard could be forced to close down following noise complaints, including from a nearby riding school. The Reclamet site in Birchington has had its operating permit cancelled by the Environment Agency. Stable owners say horses are being spooked by the relentless sound of vehicles being dismantled and crushed. Bosses are appealing the decision. Now, a sauna and steam room at a sports centre in Medway is going to be replaced with a gym for under-15s. Medway Council's spending £700,000 on changing facilities at the site they run in Stroud. These people who use the sports centre have been telling us what they think.
I'm incredibly worried. I mean, it's going to make a fundamental difference to my life and to a lot of people I know who probably need it even more than I do.
I know these people for 2 years. We like exchange like conversation about like problem, life, work and other all sorts of things. So like it would be really sad.
The problem is they're taking away a like social hub for people that only have this as a social network, suffer with anxiety, and taking that away from them and separating male to female. In 2026, I think it's appalling.
I would feel isolated. Everybody here, we just really get on and we're going to lose that. And that's such a shame and really sad.
We're told 2 separate smaller sauna pods will be made available in the changing rooms instead.
Kent Online reports.
The Charity Commission's launched an investigation into the sudden closure of a private school in Kent. St Lawrence College in Ramsgate went into administration during the Easter holidays, with 170 staff losing their jobs. The independent regulator's now looking into it after concerns were raised about the handling of the school's finances. 2 people have been arrested after a plant was reportedly stolen from a Chinese takeaway in Chatham. The alleged theft at Bill's Kitchen on Castle Road last Monday was caught on CCTV. A man and woman are in custody and the money tree has been returned to its owners. Now, hundreds of people in Kent have been offered help thanks to a service that provides homelessness, debt and mental health support at the same time. Live Well Kent and Medway is a network of charities and organisations aiming to break the cycle for people struggling with their well-being and the cost of living crisis. Chris Thomas is a spokesperson for Porchlight, which is part of Live Well Kent and Medway, and he's been telling Lucy how they've helped around 1,300 people in the last year.
I would say that more of them come from maybe more deprived communities. That's not saying that everyone does, but it's proof that the cost of living crisis that we're all going through does have an effect on people's mental health. Because, you know, when you experience mental health problems, that can make it more difficult to carry out like day-to-day tasks like keeping on top of bills, maintaining a tenancy. And when you're having trouble with that, that will impact your mental health as well. So you have a bit of a cycle going on. So essentially, we are helping people who are struggling with things like depression, with anxiety, Maybe they've become isolated from other people in the local area, but they are also being affected by the cost of living. And you, if you want to help someone to improve their mental health, you have to help them with the struggles to pay the bills and to get the job and all the other factors that are affecting it too.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how specific people are with you when they kind of come for help, but has the Iran war had an impact as well? Because that's obviously pushed up a lot of costs, and petrol and diesel's getting more expensive, and these kind of everyday things are really going up in price. Is that something that, while it's not happening here, it is impacting people here?
It's probably a bit too soon to say that for sure, but I would not be surprised if that doesn't play a part in affecting people's mental health. So over the past 12 months, about 30% of the people who've reached out to Live Walking and Medway for help say that their mental health has impacted their ability to stay in work or to find a job. And 60% of people, which is a lot, you know, are saying that mental health is affecting their tenancy in some way. So with things getting even more difficult, it's not hard to imagine that might be the case.
Yeah, I suppose it is, as you say, a bit of a circle, isn't it? Because if you're suffering from mental health issues, you could end up losing a tenancy, and then you'll struggle to kind of come out of that and find a new place, won't you, if you don't address those problems first?
Yeah, these things become a cycle. And that's why a scheme like Live Well Kent and Medway exists, because Live Well Kent and Medway is actually a collection of a lot of different charities and organisations. And the idea is that if someone reaches out for help, one charity can help the person with their mental health. Another one might be able to help someone with their housing. You know, another one might be able to help them address debts. And it's about addressing all of the different problems they have at the same time so that this cycle can be broken.
Thanks so much to Chris for chatting to us. We've been shining a light on that organisation as Mental Health Awareness Week continues. As expected, bosses in Dover have approved plans to scrap cash payments in council-run car parks. It means all existing pay and display machines could be upgraded to contactless payments by the end of the year. It's set to save the authority £40,000 annually. Conservationists are celebrating the remarkable recovery of a rare plant called Kentish milkwort. The small flower was reduced to just a handful of plants across three sites, but has now seen a sevenfold population increase. There are more than 1,200 of them at Queen Down Warren near Sittingbourne, thanks to a project led by the Kent Wildlife Trust. And two of Kent's youngest landlords have taken over a well-known pub in Medway. 23-year-old Kyle Blair and Lara Friday, who's 22, are running the Three Crutches between Strood and Higham. They've signed a five-year lease with Heineken, which owns the pub, and have already launched a new menu. Other plans include an outdoor bar and pizza oven, private dining area, and snug by a fireplace.
Kent Online Sports.
Three Kent swimmers have been named in the Team England squad for this summer's Commonwealth Games. Eva Akaro, Emily Smith and Iona Winifrith will all be heading to the competition in Glasgow. The Games get underway on July the 23rd. And in cricket, Kent have added another player to their squad ahead of this summer's T20 Blast. Deanne Forrester comes in as a replacement for Senyuran Muthusamy, who suffered a knee injury at the start of the season. The 25-year-old all-rounder will feature in most of the Spitfires games while also on tour with South Africa A. The news follows yesterday's signing of Jake Lintott on loan from Warwickshire. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on socials, plus you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk, and whilst you're on the website, you can sign up to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.